Visiting today with PCM head drills golf coach Dylan Dunn. Coach, you know, you got your team coming off on Thursday night, a first place finish there at the Sheraton Drills Invite, competed at West Marshall then recently as well, and then a second place finish in the Nashville Quad. Can you kind of walk me through those events a little bit?
Yeah, so far I've been seeing a lot of growth from the girls this season. A lot of positives have been coming out of all of our meets. The West Marshall Invite was our first 18-hole meet of the year, so you could definitely kind of tell that. Once we started getting towards the last few holes, the girls were starting to get a little burnt out, which I kind of expected being our first 18-hole meet. That's a good practice round, though, for us because we play conference there. So that's a course we're pretty familiar with. Shot really well as a team. I think we shot 409 as a team, I believe, which was 20 strokes better than what we shot there last year as a team at conference. So there's been tons of improvement this year. Last night at our quad meet in Sheraton against Davis County, Sheraton and Eddyville. We were lucky enough to walk away with first place, and the girls were able to shoot under 200 for the second time this year. We finished with the team score of 196, and that is the second time this year, but that's also only the second time they've been under 200 in the last, I think I went back and checked, I think it was last 6 or 7 years since they had shot under 200 as a team. And so they've done that twice now this year, so that's been pretty exciting.
You know, you mentioned the, you know, the good things that you've seen so far in this program, and, you know, your team has had success here in the, you know, the first half of the season or whatever. What do you feel has been the biggest contributing factor to that improvement you've seen from last year?
Oh, man, definitely the girls, their work ethic this year has been tremendous. Their attitudes, they've been putting in the work. I think some of them kind of got a little sick of me last year, kind of getting on them about putting in that extra work during the off season and things. And you can definitely tell that some of them have been putting in that work outside of practice time as well. So it's been really exciting to kind of see that growth in all of the girls and kind of see it now translating over to our rounds each day.
Yeah, it seems like you guys have a roster this year where you have, you know, a variety of girls who can, you know, have the best score for you on any given night. Is that kind of unique to have, you know, I mean, maybe you have a true number one in your mind, but to have a large variety of girls that can to perform well.
Yeah, it's definitely not a bad thing this year. It's a very competitive group based off of a lot of our averages right now. Pretty much, I have seven girls out, and I believe all of their averages are within 4 or 5 strokes of each other, basically, which is not a bad thing. I mean, it definitely has been a positive for us this year because when someone maybe hasn't had their greatest day, somebody else was able to step up in kind of their place and have a good day. So that's kind of the nice thing about team golf is it might not be your day, but it might be another one of your teammates has a good day that steps up. And so that's definitely helpful this year that I have a large number of girls that I can count on, and we don't have to necessarily count on just 2 or 3 of them to come in with good scores all the time. So they kind of pick each other up a little bit when one of them might not be having their greatest day.
You know, I think we talked a little bit before the season, something you wanted to focus on a little bit this year was the short game. And how do you feel that has gone so far? And do you feel like your girls have been good around the greens?
Oh, yes. I mean, I think that's been one of their best parts of their games right now. Actually, it's kind of flip-flop from last year. The other day, we were doing a chipping drill at practice, and I sat there, and I was just looking at all the balls around the holes, and just we hadn't had that in years past before, and just their accuracy with their chipping this year and their lines that they're hitting their chips on, and even their putting has just grown so much over the last year from last year, which I kind of told them. I said, the more you play, the more feel you're going to get and the better you're going to get at each of those areas on the golf course as well.
You know, when you look at kind of your schedule going forward, you have that meet against, you know, Sheraton coming up, and then you're at home at Knoxville, and then the Heart of Iowa conference meet, which is at Lincoln Valley. You know, do you feel that's at an advantage that those meets that you're seeing kind of the rest of the season are ones that you've already played?
A little bit, yeah. I mean, definitely, I think, I mean, there can be the disadvantage of that you're not necessarily getting to see as many other courses, but at the same time, I like playing places that the girls are familiar with and that they can continue to get better at their game of golf. Because regionals-wise, I mean, we'll have the opportunity to go play a practice round wherever that determines to play. So, I mean, yeah, a lot of the places that we do play, we kind of play a couple of times each year. So, you know, we play Pine Knolls twice, we play Lincoln Valley twice, we play Sheraton twice. So it can be kind of a good thing and a bad thing, I guess.
You know, when you're at this point of the season, you know, where you've played several meets and you have a few left to go, What are some of those things that you're getting ready for that? Of course, regionals, which is the big one, but then obviously, the conference meet as well. Kind of what are you trying to tune up at this point of the year?
Yeah, staying fresh, I would definitely say, is our biggest thing right now. I've started noticing with the girls is some of them are starting to kind of get a little burnt out, which isn't a bad thing. But I want to make sure that we are peaking and that the girls are kind of their freshest at that conference and regionals time a little bit. So trying to kind of find some ways to switch practices up a little bit to kind of give them a little more of a rest night. So they're not necessarily going out there stressing over golf, because I mean it's a mentally taxing sport as well, which people don't realize that side of things as well. So I know, like for example, tonight I think the girls are kind of getting an off night, and they're pretty excited about that, to kind of just have a night to relax and not have to go worry about golf. But I'm sure there'll probably be a few of them out there on the course still working at their games.
Well, Coach, I appreciate your time as always, and best of luck as you guys go throughout these next few meets.
Yes, thank you. Appreciate it.